Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you from all over the world. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson. And we want to welcome you to the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, where people coming from across the world to come together to praise God and to pray together. We're defying what the enemy has tried to do for centuries and eras, and that is to separate God's people and try to defeat them. But God is doing this like he did Michael and Raphael and all the other angels. He's sending us to fight against the enemy. I'm talking about all of us. Amen. Join hands together, and we're praying together, and we are fasting together, and we are praising God together. What a wonderful experience it is to hold your hand in the hands of your brothers and sisters and go to God in prayer. We welcome you today from all over the world, and we just give God the glory from every denomination and church affiliation and all economic strata and from all walks of life. We thank God for you, for you, for you, for you, and you. Amen. One of the things I love doing is praying to God. Oh, it works every time. God is always there to hear every cry. And he never sleeps nor slumbers. He's always there. God bless such an amazing grace. Just a few Sundays ago, whenever God is in the room, miracles happen. Just ask him to be in the room now and welcome him in the name of Jesus. Go to God. Heavenly Father, oh, we are so privileged and so honored to come before you, the creator of all things. Oh, my God. You are my God. And you are the God of every nation. We bless you and we love you and appreciate you. And just welcome you into this prayer line and ask you to take over. You tell us what to do, how to do it, and we'll do it, God. We love you. We ask that you forgive us for all sins of omission and sins of commission. And God, we pray that you bless this prayer line. Oh, you've been blessing so phenomenally. And we do give you the glory and all the praise for everything you've done. Oh, we just love doing things for you. You're not unrighteous to forget those who made it and lived in your heart. And God, we don't do it just because you are a God who rewards. We do it because we love you. And we praise you. I appreciate you so very, very much. Some people on here who have some problems, and nobody can solve them but you. I'm asking you all to remember them and that you please that you help them and solve the problem. Some people have problems with their children. Some people have problems with their spouse. Some people have problems on their job, whatever it may be. God, we are able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Oh, you know, Lord, I know ever in the history of the world, we just pick things up and turn them around, change them from the house where they can get to the gate, we can turn them around. God, we ask you to fix it. Fix it, Lord. Find every demon that comes to afflict anyone on this prayer line. Find every demon that comes to defeat people on this prayer line. You said, tell the people that this is the year of victory. I claim that because you said it. And because you said it, I believe it. Thank you for giving them a victory everywhere. Now, lift every heavy burden, lighten every heavy load, give victory in every situation. you've done it every time I ask you for it. Oh, shake the chunk up in heaven. Oh, God, and now they send chunks from heaven that will sustain your people and even give them more than enough. You're the God of more than enough. Amen. I asked you a question some time ago, and that moment you didn't reveal it to me, but you revealed it to me now. Thank you for the answer in the name of Jesus. Now, I ask that you would bless us this morning, take it higher in the name of Jesus and pray, and see what we praise you, see what we give you the glory, and see what we pick it up another notch. In Jesus' name I pray, and I ask you properly for the glory of God. And thank God. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, y'all. Y'all awake here?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. Good morning. I mean, can you open your mouth and let's speak to God? Amen. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Yeah. Yeah, do y'all have a praise for him? He inhabits praises. We can get him in the room, and somebody say he's already in the room. I want to give you a welcome to the Lord
and sing that song, Good Morning Jesus, nice having you here. Would you do that for us this morning? Amen. It's not about a great gospel. It's about what she's saying. God bless you. Come on. Sing it for us.
Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. I hear your bells whenever you're near. There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. Yes, Father.
Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. And I do thank him and praise him for being here, my God. I'm going to take a second verse from you, but that's good. That's good enough. And we praise God for you. I want to get to have our format here as our praise report, and then we get our prayer request and pray for people for all their needs. I think that's a good format. To be concerned about people, and then first of all, to be concerned about God. The praise reports show that we are concerned about God and giving him his true benevolence. Amen. And then the prayer request is to simply show that we're concerned about you. To get them both, God and you, and that shows compassion. Thank God for you. I want to go and get those. Let me see who can get those praise reports. Amen. Ambassador Natanya Williams, are you here on the line this morning? Are you here? Are you able to take those praise reports for us? I don't hear you. Are you on the line? Ambassador Natanya Williams, are you on the line? All right. Let me see. Ambassador Leck, Geraldine Garnett, are you on here?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Can you get those praise reports for us this morning?
Yes, sir.
Give it
yes,
to us and then ask for others. And then the Lord bless you. Keep you. The Lord is open to you.
God bless. God bless you and Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson to
yes,
Dr. Sure. Lady Betty and Mother Johnson of the Nation and to the First Group prayer line. It's an honor and a pleasure to bring the praise report. I just thank the Lord for being here, and after being here, get finally saved, sanctified, baptized with the Holy Ghost. I thank God for all his many, many, many blessings that he has bestowed upon me. And since I have been on the First Fruit prayer line, I thank God how the Lord formed a miracle on Saturday night for my daughter. I'm always praying for one another, and especially my children. She lived by herself, so she came in early. I mean, late Saturday night, and she put a pizza up in the oven, and she put it on 450.
Oh.
And then she laid down. She said the smoke detector didn't even go off. It was a little smoke in the house, but I just thank the Lord that the smoke could have overtaken her and she just could have went on out of here. But I just thank God for how the prayer of the righteous and how I be praying for protection over them. And I told her don't ever, I know she live by herself, but don't cook and then lay down because you're going to go to sleep. But I just thank and praise God for that. That is a miracle testimony to me. And I thank the Lord for all his goodness and his mercy and how he's moving in my life. A lot of things I quite don't understand because I'm by myself now and it's quiet. God has given me peace, joy, and love and compassion, being concerned about one another. So now that is my praise report. Now the praise report, it's open to each and every one. Come forth and give your praise report. The line is open to you.
First, I'd like to give honor to Yahshua and to the bishop and
to everybody that is on the line. I thank him for how he woke me up this morning. I thank him how he kept me all through the day, each and every day. And I thank him for the blessing that he blessed me yesterday. And I took my car to the mechanic and asked him how much he would charge me. I called first, and the lady said, he said, don't worry about it. And so I took it to him yesterday, and I said, how much you charge? He throwed his arms around me and said, I'm not going to charge you anything. And he made a way for me to come back home, and he still got my. And you know that's a blessing because the mechanic is very expensive. And I said, because I asked him, I said, to put it in the right hand and the right place, the right price. And so I praise him, and I thank him, and I want you all to pray for me because I need prayer all the time. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.
The next one, the line is open to you.
This is Sister Lucio. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I hadn't been feeling well, but on yesterday, I went to work yesterday, and I got off from work. And when I got off from work, I went to my son's school. Well, thank you, Jesus. I talked to the counselors at the school, and they are willing to help my son to make up all the work that he missed and that he didn't do because he had been skipping class, going in the gym playing basketball because of his reading. But I thank the Lord when I went down there, I talked to the counselors and some other people at the school, and they're willing to let him make up his work that he skipped and didn't do. And he bought some packets home yesterday, and then he'll been working on them. So I thank the Lord. I truly thank the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the saints for praying for my son, and I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Sister Lucy, you stay encouraged. And just pray and give him scriptures every morning and anoint his head every day before he leaves out for school. And when he come home, have the scriptures with him again and put them under his pillow and anoint him. And you be encouraged because the devil is a liar.
Yes, ma'am. And also, I want to thank Sister Gina. I want Sister Gina to know that I love her and it ain't a thing she can do about it. God bless you.
Right. Will there be another praise report before the line is open to you?
Yeah, this is Sister Farshi from Utah 801. And I just want to thank the Lord for letting me. I had pneumonia, and I went into the hospital. I went to the emergency room on Friday, and they admitted me in, and I just got out last night. And I just want to thank God for that, you know, letting me be able to go to the hospital because I wasn't going to go. I had this bad cough, and I just thought it was a cold. But the Lord blessed me to go and get the medicine and stuff that I needed. And they did all kind of tests on me. But I just want to thank God for that because I never had that before. Hallelujah. I never been in the hospital for nothing but having children and stuff. But God has been good to me. And I just want to praise him and thank him this morning. Hallelujah, because he worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, I just thank him, thank him, thank him. Because then my blood pressure was over 100 and close to 200 because it was like a 199 or something, they said. But anyway, it was too high. And the Lord blessed me to where they got it down. And I just want to thank him this morning. Hallelujah. And I just want y'all to keep me in your prayers.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, sister. Linda Portia. I enjoyed the song this morning. And like Dr. Johnson always says, put the 3 drops of water, oil in the water, and it is a blessing. It is healing in that oil, in that water. So I just thank the Lord for you to support you, to encourage
you. Thank you.
Okay. Would there be another praise report? The line is open to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Yes.
I just want to, for the lady that just came on before me, I'm sending prayer to you, healing. And I enjoyed the song that she sang this morning, too. It was a morning. I had a wonderful birthday yesterday. So I just want to thank you. And please keep my great nephew in prayer, Aiden.
Amen.
Amen.
Would there be another praise report? The line is open to you. Amen.
Good morning, Sister Lily Garnett, area code 773. Thank God for the first group prayer line. Thank God for Chief of Bastard Johnson. I thank God for all the many blessings he has restored on my soul. I thank God for blessing me with a good tenant. She's been here over a year, and she's everything I asked for. And I think I'm mostly, we just in mutual agreement with things. And I know I just want to, I just don't take that lightly. And I thank God for my strength, health and strength. I am diagnosed as an asthmatic, but God is blessing me during this season. And I'm still looking for God for my complete healing. And I just thank God for everything that he has done for me. I don't like to take that granted. Thank God.
Amen. What a beautiful testimony. Thank God for you. Okay, the line is open to another one. Praise report. The line is open to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Reed from Texas. I'm calling to give a praise report on my daughter. The prayer line has been praying for her since she's been diagnosed with non-lymphatic cancer. She took her first chemo treatment, and so far it's going real well. She has no reaction from it, and I know it's only the grace of God that it's going this way for her. And I want to give God the praises, and I thank you for your prayers and ask that you continue to pray for her. Thank you, and have a good day.
Let me interrupt. Give me your name again.
My name is Sister Julia Reed in Texas.
Sister Julia Reed, Sister Reed from Texas. And what's your daughter's name?
My daughter's name is Cindy Colbert.
Did you say Cindy?
Cindy, V-E-N-D-A, Cindy Colbert.
Cindy. All right. Let me approach you. I want you to stand in proxy for your daughter. I'm not anything, they're trying to be anything, but I do know that the anointing is real. And when God keeps a promise, he keeps a promise.
Yeah.
All right? But to me, you stand in proxy for your daughter. In other words, I want you to be her in the spirit realm right now. Because
yes,
God is sending you healing. Father, I believe you more than I believe myself. I can see my hands. I've never seen you. But oh, thank God I haven't seen you because that would have killed me. Your glory is so wonderful and so abounding. I just know that you're real and there's failure in you. There are all those examples that are given in the Bible of people who were healed. Lord, they increase my faith. one of them, Lord, when you ask him, do you believe? He said, yes, Lord, you know I believe. Increase, let me believe. Increase my faith. And Lord, my faith is strong in you. I believe that you are able to heal. There is no disease that is autonomous by itself. Now, you're over it today. And this cancer, the body cancer, whatever it's called, I've seen people who have had cancer, and this demon is so arrogant, thinking that when he has somebody, nobody can do anything about it, but he's a liar.
Yeah.
So by setting himself, trying to use it, use something that you created, Lord, the detriment. And God, you created that to get the glory out of it. I'm asking you to get the glory out of it.
Yeah.
And then, it's really different.
Yes,
sir. This woman is standing in proxy for her daughter.
Yes.
But the healing virtue be all in her hands. And when she sees her daughter, whether on purpose or casually, when she lays her hands on her daughter, in the name of Jesus.
Oh.
She said, I don't know if you lay yes, she did touch that thing. If you're not touched too many times, the difference will be different. Lord, let the hands that this woman is raising, Lord, let a hand, let's be deputized and let it hit you. And she lays her hands on her daughter. Then the anointing, and she'll be released to destroy every yoke from the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Also, just like people who work on their jobs and the boss. And I pray that the boss of cancer, which is God Jehovah,
yeah,
get in the room, a miracle happens. And then the thing
is, I pray.
This anointing in his hands might be released if she even shakes hands with anyone else. Don't let her be released until she touches one hand on her daughter.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus. And yet, these hands have the potency of the Holy Ghost. He does. And heal.
Cancer?
I'll call you out in the name of Jesus. No, you can't touch me. You get the blood of Jesus all over your hands. Yes. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
I can call you out in the name of Jesus. Curse you at the root.
The blood of Jesus is on you now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm just doing what you told me to do.
Thank you.
When you curse the victory at the root, disciples, when they came back in Jerusalem, remarked how it had dried up.
Yes.
And you told me not only these things shall I do, but even greater works, because you want to be with the Father. You said, there at the right hand of the Father. You're doing what you said I could do.
I curse your cancer. The blood of Jesus on you now. Get out of there.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I want you to read, lay hands on your daughter in the name of Jesus, and just be the good Jesus. The good Jesus will do the work for you. You got it?
She's ambassador. She's in Austin.
All right. Thank you for coming with us. Keep those hands up for a moment. Father, and I want you to put your mind on, I want you to put your mind on your daughter right now.
Yes, sir.
I want you to know that in the spirit realm, I want you to visualize your daughter. Take those hands in the name of Jesus. And I want you, in the spirit realm, to just reach out and lay your hands on her forehead. Lay your hands on her now. Shut up, please. You got a young day. Let it be. Just like you are, she's in your presence. Lay those hands on her. Now I want to say in the name of Jesus, I'm buying you, devil. Thank you, demon. Come out there.
In the name of Jesus, I bind you, devil. Cancer demons, come out of here.
Put your mind on Jesus, everybody. Put your mind on the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. This is from the back of the mind of even those who don't believe.
Over your blood.
You are protecting your skill. I want you to call up their arm. And then what time is it now?
6:33.
Why don't you tell her, at 6:33, the Lord can hear for her from heaven at 6:33. He will say, believe, and you shall see it come to pass. Holy Ghost said it just came to pass. I believe in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm blessed to see you. All right.
Thank you.
All right. You fall at 60 in the prayer. Thank you so much, Sister Godhead. You did a great job. 60 in the prayer. Let's stay in this same realm with somebody. And see, you got to believe if Jesus and God are spirits, why do you think they can't be there? I don't know, wherever she is in Austin. Why would you think that they can't be there? Is it boom right now? And I know he can do that because was after Jesus rose from the dead, were there having a meeting. Thought they were all alone. They locked the front door. And all of a sudden, Jesus was right in the midst of them. Well, he didn't walk in the front door. He had to walk through the walls or something. Wherever he came, just in the spirit realm, he came in the room. And why do you think that just because we are here in Kansas and she's there in Texas, that the Lord is not there too? Think the spirit realm is real here. Why do you think that the Lord can't be there in her daughter's room? And why do you think the Lord couldn't lay hands on her right there? He did. Amen. He can and he did. And thank you. Amen. If you pray and you're not in there, why would you think what I did just a while ago was so strange? If you're praying for folks all around the world, why would you think what I did just a while ago was so strange? How strange. You believe that where you are right now, and your child, and you don't even know where your child is, and you're praying, Lord, protect him, Lord. Help her, Lord. Why do you think what I just did while ago is so strange? I just believe. And the faith can move mountains.
You got to be the glory.
Yeah. I believe faith can move mountains. Yeah.
Yes.
I said, well, how can it move mountains? He said, well,
yes, God.
I use you, Bernard. I said, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
If there's a church that needs to have that property over there and that mountain sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to have it over there, and they believe me. And they believe the word and look at the mountain and say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to move. The Bible says that I have faith as a grain of mustard seed. I can command you to move. Move in the name of Jesus. We got to put that church over there where you are. Move out of the way. God said to me, he said, do I use you? I said, yes, Lord. Do I use others? Yes, Lord. He said, well, what are you? I said, I'm Bernard. He said, what are you? I said, I'm your creation. And he said, you are a person. I said, yes, I am, Lord. He said, well, just like I use you, I can get in anybody and use them. Speak to the mountain. And the next few days, the city council met and said, we got to expand downtown. We got to expand downtown. And we going to the east over there. They said, but you know, the mountain is over there. So we got to expand downtown. And the next few days after they take a vote, city council, all the people on the city council take a vote and vote to expand downtown. All of a sudden, the next few days, bulldozers are everywhere taking that mountain and moving it to another location out of the way. And yet, right on the other end, on the east end of that mountain where you needed to have the church, they moved the mountain out of the way. And guess what? The land became available just for you. See, God can move mountains.
Mm-hmm.
He uses people, and he works through people. He uses you to give him praise reports. He uses you to be a blessing to that sister at church who's an old mother who doesn't have any food. You're supposed to go there and take some food. He uses you to help old mother who doesn't have a way to church. You're supposed to give her a ride in your brand new car that you don't want nobody to mess up. Yeah, she got that walker. You're supposed to put that walker in your back seat and not complain about it. The same God who gives you a new car and you complaining about how it messed up your back seat, God can take it away. You're supposed to be the one.
Glory, yes.
I treated you in my own image, says God. And you're supposed to have my heart for people. You're supposed to have my heart to help.
Hallelujah.
You're supposed to be there for those people. You're supposed to go to that door, knock on the door, and tell them, I raised up to be used.
Praise and praise.
And you're supposed to have the faith to move the mountain. God bless you. I didn't come to give a message. That is a message. All right, let's get some prayer requests. Amen. Sister Thelma Rush, are you on here? I'm not elect Thelma Rush. Are you on here?
Yes, I am.
You have time to get some prayer requests, get a pen and piece of paper. Amen.
I'm not in no place to get a pen
and piece of paper. All right, can you open that up for us? And
yes, I can.
All right, and ask for prayer requests. You have a prayer request yourself?
Well, yes, I had a prayer request. First, I thank God for being on the line. And the floor had been dressed, and I thank God for each and every one. I do have a prayer request. I had a prayer for some children at church. I want the Lord to bless them and bless their minds.
Are those kids who came a few months ago, and about seven of them?
Yes, some of them came to church, and yes, those are the ones the Lord blessed came in there. And then after that, they done brought some more. It's about 20 or 25 of them now.
What?
Yes. We was with them. It was there last night. I was at church last night. They come. They come, and they bring other children with them. Then they bring their grandmother, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll pray for them. Why don't you take the prayer, if you can, take the prayer request, and people will get them down. Go ahead.
All right. The prayer line is open to each and every one. Anyone that got a prayer request, will they come forward, please?
Good morning. My name
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Good morning, my name. Go ahead.
Good morning, my name is Mary. Good morning, Mom. I'm calling asking for prayer. I'm going to have surgery this month, and I just want to, have prayer that it go well and that I'm looking for a house and a job, and I would appreciate the prayer. Thank you.
All right. Is there another one?
Yes. My name is.
Requested prayer for my sister Dora. It's in Jackson, Mississippi, in the hospital. They transferred her from one hospital, Rolling Fork, Mississippi, to Jackson. And I'm requesting prayer for her this morning that the Lord would just touch and deliver her if it's his will. And I'm requesting prayer for my son, William Lacey, Major Lacey, this morning, and Monique.
Okay, if there is another one.
Yes, this is Apostle Adams, and I'm requesting prayer for my son that he'll be released from jail. Justin. His name is Justin.
All right. Is there
my name is Dorothy Horton.
Okay.
From Durham, North Carolina. And I have arthritis real bad in my back and my hip, and the arthritis in my spine is pushing my esophagus, it's pushing up against my esophagus, and it's hard for me to swallow, and I'm asking for prayer for that and my hip.
All right.
And I've been trying to get...
Why don't we take those paragraphs, and then we'll move on. Let me get some opinion. We're playing just Thelma Rush and the children there. Her, and she won't take no precious children. I believe the next one, I might get her name, Beria. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Is that the name with the berry? Anyway, she's supposed to have surgery to go well, and praying for God and for a house.
Asking
sister Dora, who's in Jackson, Mississippi, asking for surgery. Right. Somebody who's moving around. Please neutralize and press star 6 for things. Amen. All right, then she's praying for her son, Major Lacey and Monique. Then Apostle Adams is praying for her son, Justin. Okay, she wants to pray for her daughter that is doing North Carolina shoot. That arthritis is real, real bad, and she needs new prayers in the name of Jesus. Back and that spine problem is pressing in, is causing her with her esophagus. And then, so we're asking prayer for her. Is there anybody who wants to pray for these precious people?
God, we come to you this morning giving you thanks, honor, and praise, Lord. We come to you to ask you to forgive us for everything that we have done or said that wasn't pleasing to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Satan, the Lord, we visit you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way, Lord, each and every one that has placed a request, Lord, you already know. It is well, is done, and no weapon formed against it shall prosper in Jesus' name. We thank you for Mother Lacey right now in the name of Jesus. Bless her and her family. We bind the devil on every hand. God is trash. We are healed in Jesus' name. Deliver and set free right now in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's